text message rolled in. Definite clenched butt cheek weather driving.
Stop it.
Look what you've done.
Here's the thing. On my way into work this morning, the roads are wet. On the way into work this morning, I'm driving. I'm on 64. I'm passing a semi. And as I do, I get the little yellow warning light on the dash of my car. And I feel the little whoop like that. And I was like, and it's that moment where you go,
oh, Ben, so many visuals in my mind right now.
That's the clenched butt cheek.
Okay.
But I'm just warning you that as you're headed out this morning, it could be wet and slick in some areas.
You paint such a vivid picture for people. You know that?
I'm just relating this information.
You're a painter
and
with your words.
I'm letting you digest what I'm saying.
You're like Bob Ross with your words.
Kelly, don't.
Here's a happy little clenched butt cheek over here.
But see,
baby powder swishes.
You know what I'm saying, though. When you're driving and all of a sudden you get that spin out and you're like,
yeah, but why we got to bring it to attention
like,
this way?
It's the noises, the grunting that he makes, too.
No, it's not.
He's trying not to. That's the clenching.
It's everything. It's the clench. Yeah. You just go.
Yeah.
Kegels. Isn't that what they're called?
No.
Don't
go down that road, Kelly. Don't.
I'm just going to call her. She's going to have an intervention with you.
Listen.
And explain some things.
Listen, my
about
wife
your
is
muscles,
just.
The ones that you have and the ones that you don't.
You know what? That's sexist to say that I don't have muscles to do my kegels.
Really?
First of all, they're kegels, aren't they? They're not even kegels. Are they kegels?
Let's not go down that road and debate that.
Listen.
Let's just not talk about it.
I've done so many kegel stands in my life.
Oh, I don't know what they are.
That's different. Okay. Can we just let Brian Good talk about this and just let's graze past it? Please.
Listen, we can't have Brian Good for every second of our show.
He's
so at some point, we need to relay this information, this vital information in a journalistic way.
Okay. Listen, journalistic should never be used associated with the show.
In sentences that you can digest. All right. Tell me what to write, Brian.
Oh, here we go.
Ask him if it's clenched butt cheek weather driving.
Yeah.
Are you really tweeting him right now?
Yeah, of course he is.
Brian Good asking for a friend.
And he'll answer because Brian Good from Wave 3 is one of our biggest enablers for this kind of behavior.
So do we have clenched butt cheek levels now?
Clenched.
Well.
Well, no, I still think it's baby powder level. Let's not go off the scale here.
Yeah, baby powder can be used for both the sweats.
How do you spell cheek? C-H-E-E-K?
It's E-E.
E-E-K.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Butt cheek. Is that one word or two?
That's a really good question. Wait, let me look it up. I'm not sure.
You know, because
it's two words.
In the journalistic style writing.
Because it's butt-dash cheek.
When you put it in Google, these are the things that come up. Butt cheek pain, butt cheek on a stick, butt cheek rash, butt cheek cyst, butt cheek chafing.
All right, those are the options. I just crafted a tweet to Brian Good from Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. He says, asking for a friend, is it clenched butt cheek weather driving? Is that good?
Yeah, sure. Right, I just Googled butt cheek, and there's an Urban Dictionary definition for butt cheek.
Okay, what is it?
A close call.
All right.
A close call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what Ben had this morning. So he used it correctly in a sentence.
See? There you go.
So that's
close call. Brian Good has replied.
Okay. Okay, what did he say?
So this is official, guys.
All right.
This is official.
From a real live meteorologist.
That's right.
What'd he say?
Depends on your skill level to clarify in driving. Smiley face.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking now. I think he may have thrown some shade at your driving ability.
Yeah.
If you are indeed clenching the butt cheeks while you're driving, then your skill level is not up to par for the driving conditions.
Yeah, you may be right.
I feel that's the translation there.
He may have just thrown a little bit of mild shade my way.
I feel like there's shade coming at you.
All right. So thank you, Brian Good. Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team there. Jody texts us. It said, digestion, butt cheeks, and kegels. Where else can you get this variety, LOL?
Really, nowhere else. Nowhere else.
Another text message says, I'm just saying, you guys get me through the mornings. I'm driving down the road cracking up. I love y'all. Thank you. Brittany says, Kelly, do you ever feel like a mother who has to filter Ben?
Every day.
We're always learning things on the show together.
There's a physiological response from this show. Yes.
For sure.